I'm Rhonda Hamilton, in for Dede Bridgewater with Jazz Set from WBGO and NPR Music. We are at a party, and Wynton Marsalis and the band are parading us into the new year 2013 at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And later on Jazz Set, we'll jump to the famed Monterey Jazz Festival for Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. In surround sound on Jazz Set. So stay with me as I step to the mic and say, it's New Year's Eve in New York City. And we are live on Toast of the Nation from NPR Music. I am on stage with a 10-piece band representing two great New York music organizations, Vince Giordano's Nighthawks and Wynton Marsalis and members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Now, Vince Giordano, Vince plays tuba, guitar, and the beautiful bass saxophone, and sometimes all three in the same song. And Wynton Marsalis, as we know, plays trumpet, the instrument of Louis Armstrong. And tonight, we'll get to hear both Wynton and Vince sing a little bit. Now, the music is like a golden thread that begins with the Louis Armstrong Hot Fives and Sevens, small group recordings in the late 1920s, and that thread runs all the way through to this gathering tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, for New Year's Eve, Wynton Marsalis, Vince Giordano, and the Louis Armstrong Continuum. Thank you.
dee-dee-dong.
Thank you very much. Chris Crenshaw on the vocals. Andy Stein on the violin. Ken Salvo on the banjo. Victor Goins on the soprano saxophone. Thank you. I'm Wynton Marcellus. We're live on NPR. It's Toast to the Nation. It's our great pleasure to be here with Vince and the fellas. We've been here all week, playing this glorious music Louis Armstrong blessed us with. We call it the Louis Armstrong Continuum. Pops taught us all how to be competent and soulful at the same time, and we're still basking in the glow of that lesson. One of the great pleasures for me is to have an opportunity to play with the young man that's about to play on the trumpet. It's an unbelievable master of muted playing, and it makes my days bright. I can't look forward to sitting down here tonight and hear all this trumpet that this man is playing. John Eric Kelso is about to play on Lil Hardin's Skid Dat Did Dat. We're going to also hear from Vince Giordano with his golden voice.
Thank you.
Vince Giordano, vocals and bass sax. John Eric Kelso, trumpet. Victor Goins on the clarinet. Dan Nimmer on the piano.
Wynton Marsalis is our host at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, with music from Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and Sevens, recreated by this band, the Louis Armstrong Continuum, and musicians and close friends called Louis Pops. All the players' names are at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Rhonda Hamilton, in for Dee Dee Bridgewater, with Jazzset. This band is a merger between members of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra and Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. Giordano launched his group as the New Orleans Nighthawks almost 40 years ago. He's a great authority about this music. He and the Nighthawks are heard and seen on HBO's Boardwalk Empire. Here's Vince Giordano.
Here's another one written by Louis' second wife, Lil Hardin Armstrong. And she was a multi-talented lady, playing the piano. She could play barrel house, she could arrange, and she wrote out a real tricky one, and this is pretty tricky. It's called Jazz Lips. Good luck, everybody.
I want to be.
Thank you.
drums, Ali Jackson. Down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. Well, she was stretched out on the long white table. So sweet, so cold, so fair. Whoa, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, well, she could search this whole wide world over. She ain't never gonna find a sweet, sweet man like me. When I die, I want you to dress me in my straight lace shoes. Box, back, coat, and my Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so all the boys will know I died standing pat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynton Marcellus and Vince Giordano for St. James Infirmary and for your loving presentation of Louis Armstrong's Hot Fives and Sevens from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola on Jazzset. I'm Rhonda Hamilton, in for Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.
Now, from the Monterey Jazz Festival, here is Rhapsody in Blue, composed in 1924 by George Gershwin and arranged by Gordon Goodwin for his Big Fat Band. We'll be right back.
Jeff Driscoll, Charlie Morales, Wayne Bergeron, and Sal Lozano.
In 2012, Gordon Goodwin won the Best Instrumental Arrangement Grammy Award for Rhapsody in Blue. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band from Los Angeles is making its Monterey Jazz Festival debut on Jazz Set.
We're going to do a piece that I composed in tribute to another great American composer you may not have heard of. You probably heard his music. If you ever saw a Bugs Bunny cartoon, you heard the guy's music. Because he wrote for Warner Brothers and for Disney, too. But he defined how to write music for animation back in the 40s. This is my tribute to the great composer Carl Stalling. It's called Hunting Wabbits. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian Scanlon, Eric Marienthal, on the drums, Bernie Dressel. Thank you. My name's Gordon Goodwin, and this is the Big Fat Band.
The tune is Race to the Bridge. Composer Gordon Goodwin with his Big Fat Band. All the players' names are at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Rhonda Hamilton from WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, in for Dee Dee Bridgewater. And we're back next time with more.